Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. We're in Hanukkah right now, the Feast of Dedication. You might hear it called the Festival of Lights because so much of it's based on the tradition of lighting the Hanukkah menorah, but it's really the Feast of Dedication. But we want to talk about the lighting of the menorah.
Right, and if you haven't seen the picture of a menorah, if you don't know what a special Hanukkah menorah looks like, go to the website, messianicminutes.com, and you'll see a menorah right there.
Now, the lighting of the Hanukkah menorah, often done by a younger member of the family, is usually accompanied by a series of Hebrew prayers. And again, remember, all this is traditional, friends, because the Hebrew scriptures, the Tanakh, does not say anything at all about Hanukkah, because the events of Hanukkah, which we'll be explaining in depth next week, are historical events that occurred after the Hebrew scriptures were completed, but before the Brit Chadashah, the New Covenant, was written.
Yeah, they are recorded in 1st and 2nd Maccabees, which are apocryphal literature. They're not part of the canonized Torah or the New Testament, but they are in some sacred texts, especially in Catholic Bibles or Episcopal Bibles.
So there is some background. There's also extra-biblical writings that tell us about these events
as well. A lot of extra-biblical writings.
But historical, the point being, though, that this is not part of God's command to celebrate this feast, but it certainly has become a Jewish tradition over the millennia.
And we do want to point out that Jesus himself was in Jerusalem during the Feast of Dedication, during this Hanukkah season.
So it was being celebrated more than 2,000 years ago, indeed. Now, as we light this Hanukkah menorah, remember the shamash candle, the servant candle, which stands higher than those it serves, is lit first, and then you don't light any other candles without using that candle to light them. One candle the first night, three on the third night, eight on the eighth night. But before we light them, we say some prayers.
Now, on the first night, Jeff, of every Jewish festival, we thank God, who's the King of the universe, who's sustained us and enabled us to be here at this season. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, shehechianu v'kiimanu v'higianu lazman hazeh.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us alive, sustained us, and enabled us to reach this season. And whatever season that may be, we're still thanking God.
Yes, in this season of Hanukkah, we are especially thankful.
All right, and then there's a couple of other prayers. Now listen, the more orthodox the family, the more prayers they're going to pray. The more less orthodox the family, the fewer the prayers are going to pray. But everybody's going to pray at least one prayer. There's a traditional Hebrew prayer that's prayed over lighting the candles that ends with the phrase, as God who commanded us to light these lights. The problem is that none of the feasts where we light lights are commanded by God to light lights.
Yeah, even on the Sabbath, which we light every week on a Friday night, we light Sabbath candles. We say and thank you, God, for commanding us to light the Sabbath lights, but he never really commanded us to do that.
Absolutely did not. And so we have another version.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us by your word, given us Yeshua, our Messiah, and commanded us to be a light to the world.
Which is Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu bidvaro, v'natan lanu et Yeshua shechianu, v'tzivanu lehit ot orla olam. Amen.
Wow. That is so wonderful. And then there's another blessing that most people say, which is, blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who perform miracles for our ancestors during this time.
And that's a prayer that we pray just at Hanukkah, because it's about the miracle of one day's oil burning for 8 days.
And actually, we don't really say it as much as we sing it, but we're going to spare you on Messianic Minutes that at the moment.
Yeah, but we're going to sing a bunch of times over the next few weeks here, friends. So we just as a caution,
we're telling the FCC, watch out. Jeff and I are singing. Friends, we're Messianic Minutes, and we are not singing artists, but we're hoping that these shows during our 20th anniversary bring light to you, and that you bring that light of Jesus to all your friends, neighbors, and loved ones. MessianicMinutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Of the God of Jacob.